Welcome to the mix here on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. You already need us. Good morning. I'm Caleb Jordan. We have with us in studio, Margaret with the Public Eye. Margaret, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Caleb?
I am ecstatic it's actually working. So coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 7 to 11 p.m., we've got the Public Eyesore.
We do, at the Panama City Mall.
And one, what is the Public Eyesore?
Oh, the Public Eyesore is a projection art festival that's been around for 7 years. This is our seventh year this year. Normally we are in downtown Panama City. That's where we normally have our show. But this year being a little bit different because, you know, this year's a little bit different. We decided to move it to a much larger venue to allow it to be a drive-through experience this year. So we've moved to the Panama City Mall just for this year because, as you know, the Panama City Mall is going to be redeveloped.
Yeah, so it's not long for this world in the current state it is in.
It's correct. So this is a unique opportunity for us and for everybody else out there to get one last unusual look at the Panama City Mall.
Yes. Now, it's a drive-through only experience, meaning you don't have to get out of your car, and we may encourage you don't. You can fully experience the event in the drive-through fashion. Tell me about what's going to be featured.
So it is a drive-through experience. So we are encouraging folks to stay in their car and experience from inside their car. They can wear their jammies. They can bring their dog. They can bring the whole family. You can bring the neighbors, what have you. You can listen to your own music and drive through the experience. But we're going to be looking at over 140 installations around the outside of the mall. You'll enter on the 231 side and you'll come in through 231, and then you'll take a big giant loop close to the mall and then farther away from the mall on the outside of the parking lot. So you'll get to see everything. And it's almost a half a mile of art.
That's wild.
Yeah.
usually galleries are, you know, a couple hundred square foot, but right. You know, you have a half a mile of exhibit to display. Now there will be, you know, artist still images featured all around the mall itself. What's the one sort of big center stage thing?
So there's a couple of features that we want to point out. One is we've had a lot of entries that have sound with them, like short films, music videos, people who put sound to their art. And so we're going to have a drive-in situation that you can drive into and sit and watch. And there's an FM transmitter that we've got. And what you'll be able to do is tune into your radio, just like they are today, and listen to the sound from those particular pieces. So that's on the Sears side of the mall. Then we're going to actually have live performance. So you can have a drive-by and watch a live performance of dance or music. So we have Bobby Massey's School of Dance that's going to be performing. We have the Panama City Belly Dance Troupe that's going to perform. And then we have the Wabi Sabis, who are going to be playing Wabi Sabis and Family. We'll finish out the festival and be playing as well. Those will be going on for both nights, those activities. And that's on the that's near the main entrance of the mall that used to be the main entrance. And then on the Dillard side, we have a live digital artist, Jacob Messick, who's going to be creating as you watch. It's really cool. He's been practicing online. It's awesome. And then finally, on the side of Dillard's near the movie theater, there's going to be a SOAR on Demand feature. So if you're an artist that participated in SOAR, you can drive up to the SOAR on Demand tent and they will play your art for you to see on demand. So that's kind of what we got going on.
That sounds excellent. Now, when is it? And how long does it run for?
It's from 7 until 11 on this Friday and Saturday night. It starts at 7. I know that seems kind of late, but it's because the parking lot lights are on an automatic timer and they don't go off until 7 o'clock at night. So so we have to start the festival at 7. So so come in on the 231 side of the mall and then just get ready to soar. It's going to be really fun.
Excellent. Well, that's coming up this Friday and Saturday. If you'd like to take part, it is at no cost to you other than the gas to get around the mall.
Right. Yeah. Fill up your gas, bring your snacks, and go to the bathroom before you come.
Yes. All important notes. That's coming up this Friday and Saturday. If you'd like to take part, you can do so at no cost to you. Wish you luck on the whole event. Hopefully it goes off without a hitch. But as we both know, this year's been full of hitches.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll find out how it goes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. All here on The Mix. Good morning. I'm Caleb Jordan. And we still have Margaret with the public eye with us in studio talking about the public eyesore. One of the most important things about it, though, is that it's free. To the general public.
Yes, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a thing. It just, you just got to have a car.
Yep. to be contained within.
Right. Exactly.
It's like you don't walk through the drive-thru at McDonald's reasonably.
Right.
That's the same vibe here.
That's exactly the same vibe. And it's because it's so big. It's such a big area that, that honestly, we just, it would be nice if just drove through. That'd be a good way to do it. We want it to be a drive-through experience. So, yep, absolutely.
Now, how, the one big question, because everything costs money.
Right.
How is it free to Joe Public?
Well, we have the most amazing, wonderful sponsors and supporters this year. I'm just blown away by the generosity of businesses and foundations here in the area to help support the arts and support public eyesore. So this year, we are so over the moon about the St. Joe Community Foundation is one of our big supporters this year. And then we also wanted to thank the Charles A. Whitehead Foundation, Bay Arts Alliance, Destination Panama City, and Chevron. They have all just been so generous this year to allow us to put this on, because without them, there is no SOAR. The other group of people that I really need to thank as well is we did a GoFundMe project with the public, because we are a public eyesore. So we reached out to our fans and our friends and did a GoFundMe project, which is also helping to make eyesore happen. So we had the public put the public in public eyesore.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
And those funds are going to getting the equipment.
Yes.
Making sure that we can, you know, film on the building.
Yes.
That everyone is taken care of, you know, with insurance, making sure everybody's safe.
Right. Yep. So we had to rent barriers, you know, to make sure that we keep everybody safe. The insurance went up. Oh, I don't even want to tell you. It was a crazy amount, but you know, it's a big area. You need to cover that sort of thing. And then, we actually have brought in projectors from a rental company, because there just are not enough projectors in Bay County to do it. So we had to rent some more equipment. We're renting from our local folks. And that's another thing too, is we try really hard to support our local businesses through our show. So almost everything that we do is purchased from a local company. Mm-hmm. So that's helpful too. But yeah, without our sponsors and our supporters, you know, SOAR would just not happen. So thank you.
And this is year number 9. And you're number 7.
Seven. Yeah, it's a 7-year itch. That's why we moved to the mall, right?
So, you know, fortunately, as time has progressed, y'all over at Public Eye have found a way to work with the public, to find sponsors, to continue to make it happen. And hopefully it will continue next year.
Hopefully, yes. But come this year, November. Yeah. It's this Friday and Saturday from 7 to 11. I know it's the weather's supposed to be good.
So. Yeah.
Bring your convertible.
And that's all at the Panama City Mall, Friday and Saturday evening, 7 to 11, at no cost to you. So if you aren't doing anything, that's something to go do.
Yeah, you know, and if you're not feeling well, roll the windows up. Come anyway.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get a forecast for today from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.